All right, who's ready for another cocktail?
Yes, please. Whatever that last one was, it was incredible.
That was a Bartesian margarita. Bright, smooth, perfectly balanced. You'd swear it came from a bar.
That came from the Bartesian cocktail maker?
Yep, pop in a capsule, press a button, and boom. Bar quality cocktails at home. My friend swore by it, so I finally got one.
I tried the Old Fashioned earlier. Honestly, it's the best I've had outside an actual bar.
Right? Over 60 craft cocktail options, ready in under 30 seconds.
And Bartesian's running their biggest holiday deal. Up to $150 off cocktail makers right now.
Wait, up to $150? That's huge.
Exactly. Holiday hosting just got way easier.
Make your holiday gatherings unforgettable with Bartesian, the cocktail maker that crafts smooth, bar-quality drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. The biggest savings of the year end December 2nd. Don't miss out. Order now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on this Tuesday now, July the 2nd, holiday week, just a couple days away before we celebrate this beautiful country here. 4th of July should be a lot of fun. I can tell you this, we got a ton of Major League Baseball coming up this week, which is always a good time. It's one of the things that I've always loved about this time of year is baseball is front and center. America's pastime, which is the way it should be, even though the NBA does everything in their power to try and steal headlines. We won't let them do it on this show. Griffin Murphy knows that, stepping in and joining us here. He's repping already with the hat. I can see he's got an interesting game coming up tonight. Let me ask you, and we'll start out west by you, Griff, because I don't know what to make of this Dodger team San Mookie Betts. It feels like the lineup still has some issues. Sure. Not sure that the back end of the rotation is something I'm, you know, jumping up and down or running to the window and bet. They're always going to be overpriced. What do you think of this game here tonight against Arizona?
Well, you know, Joe, something to always keep in mind is the fact that this is the Los Angeles Dodgers. Are they the same Dodgers crew that we watched last season? Absolutely not. When you go through that lineup, the power is just not there anymore. Although, having said that, the Los Angeles Dodgers are a very good nighttime team, as well as they have a phenomenal bullpen. Tonight, Miller does get the start. He does have a high 6.75 ERA. But the Dodgers, they're currently batting average against with their pitching staff is second in the bigs right now. The Diamondbacks, in my eyes right now, they're an on and off team. Sometimes they play good, sometimes they play bad. They're not a road team, and they do not play very well during night games. So in this matchup, it's a little trickery for me. I don't like laying the run line on this one. I would be looking at more of a total show on this game, and I'd be looking at the under. Just as I mentioned, I don't like the star power. I think with Miller's 6.75 ERA and Mantiply's 4.11 ERA, they're kind of baiting you already. 8.5 total line already is a trap setup. And in my eyes, I think this is going to be a low scoring game. So I'd be drilling the under in this matchup, Joe.
All right, looking at the under here. Stay out west here because I love another late game in San Diego, or in Texas rather, with San Diego taking on the Rangers, who are just woefully underperforming here. They've got Eovaldi on the mound. Dylan Cease, who's had a couple of hiccups over the last couple of starts here. But if it comes down to which lineup do I trust more, the Padres are crushing it. I can't put my finger on what's going on with this lineup of the Rangers, but it's a pick'em price. Who are you leaning towards?
Yeah, it is a pick'em price, and it's kind of more so a trap line in my eyes. So what I'm looking at here is San Diego. They're smashing the hell out of the ball right now. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games, so they're finally finding some momentum. They hit .277 as a team against right-handed pitching, and Eovaldi gets the start for Texas tonight. In his career, he's faced them six times. He's gone 30 innings. He's got a 4.11 high ERA. So that's something to keep in mind. Then on the other hand, you have Dylan Cease. He's coming off his best outing of the season where he went seven innings, allowing just one hit. So psychologically, your worst performance is typically followed by your best, and your best performance is typically followed by your worst. So when I look at this game, I see offensive potency. The Rangers, they play their worst baseball during night games. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games, so I can't trust them in this matchup. San Diego, they're pounding the ball right now, but going into this, my main pick I really like here is the over 7.5 runs. I think the market completely underpriced this total, and I love that we're going to get a plus 100 value on this play. If I had to take a lean on the side, it's going to be with the momentum with the Padres. You got Cease on the bump. He's having a good season, not outstanding, and obviously going against Eovaldi. Eovaldi, they have a track record of pounding him in the past. So I like the over in this one, Joe, at 7.5.
Yeah, I like the look for sure in that one here. And the bats did come alive there in that Sunday night game against Baltimore, finally. So we'll see if that can continue here tonight and get the over. The other one out west here tonight, a lot of eyes are going to be on, is the Oakland. No, I'm kidding. Nobody's watching that game. Seattle is actually taking on Baltimore tonight at home. Two teams that are looking to stay atop of their division. Kirby going up against Grayson Rodriguez, and Rodriguez is great at home, not so much great on the road here, but can Seattle score enough to it's 6.5. I mean, my goodness here. What's up with this game?
This is the craziest matchup for me, and this was the one game where I looked at today, and I was like, wow, this is a really trappish line here. You've got a minus 110 line with the Seattle Mariners. They have the number one pitching ranked team in all of baseball when it comes to batting average against. And then for Baltimore, well, obviously, you know their potency on the offensive side. They lead the MLB in offensive runs per game. Then they're backed up by Grayson Rodriguez. Rodriguez is a stud, and I've been saying it all season long, and he has continuously shown that, going 9-3 on the year with a 3.72 ERA. You did mention, though, he does struggle a little bit on the road in this, on the road. And then you have a Baltimore Orioles team who has to play with Kirby, who deal with Kirby. But the way the Baltimore Orioles play right now, this line at a minus 110 in Seattle's favor just completely smells trap to me. I like the Mariners in this game. I believe it's going to be a low-scoring game, but I don't think that this total as well is corrected properly. I think this game goes over that 6.5 total. I think 6.5 runs is way too low. And I also do think that we are going to see some offense from this Baltimore Orioles club as well as the Seattle Mariners. But I do like the Mariners are here just because it's so trappish. Baltimore, the way they're playing, getting kind of plus value in this game, fair value. How often have we seen this Orioles team actually in a position where they're the underdog in the matchup? You don't see it very often. So in this game for me, this was the one game that really had my mind wowed, because you look at Seattle. They have the best pitching staff in all of baseball, but they have the worst hitting team in all of baseball. And they're minus 110 against the best hitting team in baseball with Grayson Rodriguez on the bump, who everybody knows is a stud. I'm taking the Mariners here as a trap bet on the money line. I like them, and they play very well baseball at home. So I'm taking the Mariners in this one, Joe.
Yeah, I believe just 2 days off, including yesterday for Baltimore over the last month. It has been a grind for them. Nobody is looking forward to the All-Star break like the Baltimore Orioles are here. No. We also have a game coming up top of next hour at Wrigley Field here, Griff, with double-digit winds blowing out, and yet this total is not moving. It's been 9.5 all day, which is interesting. Is this another trap line? What are you thinking?
Exactly. That's exactly what this is. This is all psychology. When you are breaking down baseball games, you want to look at analytics, psychology, momentum, and obviously your intuition. You have to follow the way that these games are played. Philadelphia right now, across all metrics, in run differential, they're leading. In offensive potency, they're leading. They have a dominant pitching staff, and they have a dominant – they do everything good. They play good on the road. They play good at home. They play good during night games, and they play good during day games. They have consistently performed month in, month out, since April, May, and June. They performed at an highest level. Why are they plus value in this game when you've got a Chicago Cubs team who's 3-7 in their last 10 games and currently on a losing streak? Give me the Cubs in this game on the trap line, money line, minus 120, Joe.
Oh, he's liking the Cubs to come out swinging here tonight. I got a couple more games I want to get your thoughts on. We'll get to a few more of them coming up here, but I will say that the Cardinals and...
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
All right, who's ready for another cocktail?
Yes, please. Whatever that last one was, it was incredible.
That was a Bartesian margarita. Bright, smooth, perfectly balanced. You'd swear it came from a bar.
That came from the Bartesian cocktail maker?
Yep.
Pop in a capsule, press a button, and boom. Bar quality cocktails at home. My friend swore by it, so I finally got one.
I tried the old-fashioned earlier. Honestly, it's the best I've had outside an actual bar.
Right? Over 60 craft cocktail options, ready in under 30 seconds.
And Bartesian's running their biggest holiday deal, up to $150 off cocktail makers right now.
Wait, up to $150? That's huge.
Exactly. Holiday hosting just got way easier.
Make your holiday gatherings unforgettable with Bartesian, the cocktail maker that crafts smooth, bar-quality drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. The biggest savings of the year end December 2nd. Don't miss out. Order now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Pittsburgh off and running, nothing in that game. Yankees in the Bronx there, nothing. That game is underway. And the Mets and Nats also no score in that one. We'll keep you updated on those. Plus, we'll dive into a few more of these games. Grip Murphy will come back and join us again so we can talk about the best stadiums in the country to have a beer at. And we'll do that when Game Time Decisions continues next year on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Joe Neri welcoming back in. Griffin Murphy hanging with us here as off and running on a loaded baseball slate here tonight, Griff. We got 15 games going on right now, including a handful that are already started. You got the Red Sox up 2-0 over the Marlins. And the White Sox Guardians, which was an interesting one with Carrasco on the mound taking on Flexen. Big number with the Guardians here. This, something tells me if you were going to look at a dog here today, you might be looking at this one. What are you thinking here in this matchup?
Joe, this was the biggest trap line I had ever seen in my life. When I opened this up, it was minus 210 Guardians. And in my eyes, it should have been 270. So I dove deep and I got into Carlos Carrasco. Obviously, he's been in the league for a very long time. The White Sox, they have dealt with him. He has 130 innings of work against the White Sox. The White Sox have drilled him consistently over and over again. Lifetime, he has over a 4.61 ERA against them lifetime. So immediately when I read that, I went over to Chris Flexen. I wanted to see how Flexen had performed in the past against the Guardians. Well, he has faced them, I want to say, twice in his career. 10 innings pitched, he's got a 1.56 ERA against them. The Guardians, they hit their worst baseball against right-handed pitching. So if there was going to be one game that was going to be a trap bet on this slate that we could flip for a massive risk to reward, this is the game, and is exactly what I did. I took the Chicago White Sox in this game, alternative run line at a plus 290 line to win by 1.5 runs. Carlos Carrasco, every time I see him out there, I'm thinking this is going to be this guy's last outing ever, and then he'll come out and he'll pitch an absolute outstanding game. And then the next game he comes out and gets shelled. Well, in the first inning of this game, Vaughn smacks a bomb straight deep center. So right now it is looking very, very good, and this most definitely is setting itself up to be a trap. We are still early, Joe, but I like the way the White Sox are holding this 1-0 lead in the top of the third inning.
Yeah, so far so good there. I love the alt line there in that matchup here. And why not? Those kinds of prices, anything is possible here. It is Major League Baseball, after all. It is a grind. And I would imagine there's another game on the card here tonight where you might be looking for some runs. And that's out in Colorado. As the Rockies, and what a what a slow pitch softball game last night was. It was a lot of fun. Balls flying out all over the place. With Dallas Keuchel going up against Feltner, I would imagine we're going to get a few more runs in this one here tonight.
Absolutely, Joe. I mean, the game's already in Denver, so we already know balls should be flying out of the ballpark. And Dallas Keuchel gets the start. I didn't even know this guy was in the league still until his most recent start, which he got pounded in. He's starting for Milwaukee tonight. I do not trust this guy whatsoever. Milwaukee, though, they are a day game team. They do, and they thrive at home. Well, they're on the road here, and this is a night game. In my eyes, this is the biggest trap you could possibly be looking at. You're giving Milwaukee a minus 120 on the money line. All this is to the public is a kill shot parlay. This kills every single parlay because everybody in the right mind is going to be taking Milwaukee here on the money line at a minus 120, regardless to who's on the bump, because they do have a solid bullpen to back him up. But I do not see that going that way whatsoever. I am on the Rockies in this game at plus 100. On top of that, Colorado, they're a much better hitting team against left-handed pitching opposed to righties. And obviously, Keuchel does throw from the left side. So I'm on the Rockies tonight, and I also have a nice lean on that over in this one, Joe.
Yeah, no, it's there's no way around it. There's no way you can be sweating out an under at Coors Field here tonight, unless you're just you're a glutton for punishment. Not going to happen there. We do have a couple of games underway here. Were you leaning one way or the other in the Yankee game at home? They are up now, bottom of the first, still no score. Welcoming in Cincinnati.
Yeah, absolutely. Luis Gill's on the bump. Gill gets the start. He's got tremendous numbers. He's 9-3 on the season with 85 innings of work, a 3.15 ERA. The Yankees, during night games this season, 37-21. To top that off, 24-14 at home. And then going even deeper, they have dealt with Cincinnati Reds Graham Ashcraft one time in his career, and he's been struggling as of late to begin with. He's gone one game against them, five innings of work with a 5.40 ERA, allowing seven hits in just five innings. The Reds, yes, they did finish a hot 14-13 record to close out June, so they did pick up momentum. But They're only hitting .223 against right-handed pitching this season. Luis Gil, this guy's real good. He tosses from the right side, and the Yankees' bullpen is currently a 3.68 ERA to back him up tonight. Give me the Yankees on the run line in this one, Joe.
Yeah, it ain't broke. Don't fix it here. The Mets have, I think they've won now four in a row against Washington. James Woods made his debut last night. The kid is just, he's going to be a lot of fun to watch on the Nats here. But do we trust the Mets on the road to go another one here tonight against the Nats?
We do, because the Mets, they are a nighttime team. This team is 24-21 during night games. They hit .275 as a team during night games as well. This team is currently on a little bit of a tear. They've been bouncing back and forth, but they're finally starting to gain momentum. You could see it in Alonso. Even though Lindor dropped that pop-up the other day, we know Lindor and we know his capabilities on the offensive and defensive side. Not an issue whatsoever. This New York Mets team, in my eyes, is finally gaining traction. They started the season off very, very slow, but now they're picking it up. And they are a team that I have been continuously eyeing out four night games. The Nationals, I don't even think they're over .500 at home this season. The New York Mets playing very good baseball. Like I said, nighttime team. I love the Mets in this position here, Joe.
Yeah, I listen. They have played themselves, hard to believe, but they've played themselves back in to the wild card spot here. They are very much alive, which is going to make that trade deadline very interesting with the New York Mets. Can they continue that? In this month, time will tell.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
You know what's on everyone's wish list this year?
Oh, definitely the Bartesian Cocktail Maker.
It's like having a bartender who never judges your drink order.
Exactly. Just pop in a capsule, press a button, boom. Old fashioned, margarita, espresso martini.
Over 60 bar quality cocktails. Zero effort.
And right now, you can save up to $150 on Bartesian Cocktail Makers.
Wait, 150?
Yep, up to $150 off. It's the best deal of the season.
Okay, but seriously, how did we ever host before Bartesian?
Last time your kitchen looked like a crime scene. Sticky counters, fruit wedges everywhere.
Yeah, this year, no measuring tools, no mess, just perfect cocktails.
This year, I'm gifting one to my brother.
And myself, for research purposes.
Make the holidays easier and happier with Bartesian. Mix over 60 premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. But hurry, this Black Friday and Cyber Monday offer ends December 2nd. Get yours now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Griffin Murphy, a pleasure, brother. Thank you so much for stopping by, bestowing some of that knowledge here. And, of course, plenty of great Major League Baseball still to come. Griff, enjoy Game Time Decisions. We'll be back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. And a quick update on the scoreboard right now as the Red Sox got two quickly in the top of the first against the Marlins. They are still up 2-0 right now. They're in the bottom of the third. White Sox with a first-inning home run off of Carrasco remain up 1-0 over the Guardians. Chris Flexen handling it so far for the White Sox there. The Cardinals have just hit a two-run home run over Mitch Keller. They are on top 2-0 in Pittsburgh, their bottom of the third. And Harrison Bader just ran into the center field wall and missed the ball. Now the Nats have runners in scoring position with C.J. Abrams up right now. They are in the bottom of the third in a nothing-nothing game. Yankees, no score against the Reds so far, and the Astros are now trailing the Blue Jays. 1-0 in that one. Berrios against Arrighetti, and the Braves, a game we didn't talk about earlier, but the Braves and the Giants are now underway at Truist Park, and no score there. Ronaldo Lopez, Lopez has been, shall we say, surprisingly good for Atlanta this year. I don't know that anybody saw that coming, but he has been really, really good. And with the injuries that they have sustained, not a bad look there with him to have him. He might be the National League All-Star starter, by the way. I mean, crazy when you think about that. The Braves are 10-4 in his starts, and they have 8 wins when he's on the mound by 2 or more runs. He has one of the most ridiculous ERAs at home. He's got about a 1 ERA at home this year to go along with that 10-4 record. It's kind of, it's just been really, really crazy how good the Braves have been with him on the mound. Some guys just have years like that in which the team gives them run support and they win his games. And the Braves, by the way, have won 8 of their last 10 at home. And it's crazy to say right now, but he should be considered the ace of this staff. And I know how crazy that sounds, but it is what it is. The numbers don't lie, and he has been phenomenal for them. Just wish we can get the bats going for Atlanta a little bit more than what they have and what we have seen. But hopefully, coming out of the All-Star break, the Braves will be one of those teams that they can figure it out, get Murphy going, get Harris going, get some of these guys, Riley, that have been kind of MIA, Olsen, not having the kind of year that they thought they would have at the plate, but they do have an opportunity, I think, still, second half of the year, to be able to get it going. That game now just underway there at Truist Park, and we've got no score. Coming up, though, some big games at 8 o'clock tonight that we're looking forward to, including the Tigers and the Twins with Scooble against S. Wood Richardson here. The Twins are really that one team, and I know the Guardians are for real, and we should not doubt the Guardians. This is not a situation in which the Guardians are going to disappear. They play great fundamental baseball. They play small ball. They can hit home runs. Given Bieber was out before the season started, which is kind of crazy that they lost the ace of the staff and they have guys like Carrasco on the mound right now. They are legit because they play great defense. They can play small ball. They can steal bases. The bullpen is still one of the best in Major League Baseball. But I do think the Twins have themselves an opportunity here to be a contender when it's all said and done in the American League Central. They're going to take on Scooble tonight here, the lefty for Detroit, who is having a Cy Young award-winning year, no doubt. I am a big fan of Tyrese Scooble. Unfortunately, they are one of the worst defensive teams in Major League Baseball, and they don't score enough runs. So if anything is going to hold Scooble back this year, it's the fact that he's not going to get a whole lot of help behind him. And the Twins are one of the best hitting teams against lefties in Major League Baseball. I mean, this is a game, unfortunately, The market flipped them. Tigers opened up as a favorite. The market says, I don't think so. And I agree with the market here. I do like the Twins in this one. I trust the bats at home way more than I trust the Tigers lineup and that defense. So we'll have much more on the remaining games coming up here tonight as Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Thanks for making us a part of your day here as we've got a loaded Major League Baseball slate on this holiday week. We've got about a half a dozen games underway. We'll get you caught up with what's happening in there. But we also have plenty of WNBA action here tonight. A big slate, four matchups on the docket, including the Chicago Sky taking on the Atlanta Dream. They're in the second right now, 34-28. The Chicago Sky on top, and Minnesota taking on the New York Liberty, and they're handling their business here in the second quarter, 32-26. The Lynx are on top of the Liberty. And then, of course, all eyes are going to be on the Las Vegas Aces. Why? Because Dave Sharapan is likely to be in the building there tonight, taking on the Indiana Fever. What is going on, Sharapan? When you and I were on In-Game Live last night, we were talking about this game coming up here, and you were kicking the idea around. Yep. Are you thinking about going still? What are you going to do with this game tonight?
No, I had one of those crazy days today, and it's 112 out right now. And I said to the kids, do you want to go down to the basketball game? And they're all like, no, I don't want to go anywhere. We're in lazy summer mode right now. So
yeah,
I think you got to lay it with the favorite, at least looking at it right now. I feel like that's the play. They come off a win. The Fever just won their last game, right? And down in Phoenix.
Yep.
And yep. Yeah, this is ones where you just kind of look at, you know, geez, is the dog dead? Is the dog toast? I mean, they're obviously not winning the game. Gigantic upset if they win the game. So I think you lay it. That's first thought. We'll talk about that more. Wetzel's got some crazy cockamamie plan system. Something
trend
for this
system.
Something. Yeah. It's coming. We'll have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Wetzel, it always has something to do with the moon. And then it's at night after a certain time, and only if there are certain amount of people in attendance. They're really quality systems, well proven over time here. The thing that I'll say about this game, though, as you scan the board, the total is almost 180, and I get it, right? Because the Aces are going to get theirs, and we know the Fever and Caitlin Clark, well, they're not going to play any defense, and their only chance of actually staying in this game, Dave, is going to be to actually shoot lights out. So Indiana has been a huge over team this year so far. They've been absolutely money. And now you got Chelsea Gray back for the Aces. So this is much more like the Aces we thought we were going to get, right? Is that what we're looking at?
No question. And the totals have been really interesting in the WNBA. Matt on BVB and Perrault was going on about this. The numbers are wrong. Like, the initial numbers are wrong, and the steam's going over. I mean, this total moved in some places from an opener of, like, 173, 173 and a half. It's 179. It's way off. Like, the books desperately need the opposite of the steam move, but the steam's been getting there. So, yes, probably if you're not comfortable relying on, you know, Indiana to do what they need to do to make the total go over, you get Aces first half team total over, Aces team total over for game. You can go that route. So it keeps you out of getting involved in the whole game and just going with the handicap of the side that you want for the total on their individual stuff.
I really like that. I like that look a lot here. In fact, I also like, I'll tell you here, the Sparks and the Mystics coming up late night, Dave. And yep. If I'm not mistaken, this is the first home game for the Sparks in what feels like an absolute month. The Mystics had four straight home games, and now the Sparks, I believe it was 7 or 8 straight road games. So this is their first game actually home in front of their own fans. And the Mystics, correct me if I'm wrong, are beatable. I mean, the Sparks are terrible, don't get it wrong, but this is a winnable game, and it must be nice to finally get home and play in front of some fans that know who you are, even if the only thing people are talking about in L.A. is Bronny getting a guaranteed contract as a 55th pick. I'm just saying, I don't know if you heard that, but that's what they're talking about in L.A. today, Dave.
That is probably what everybody's talking about. That and the Dodgers. They're not talking about the Sparks. Let's see. I got it right here. Let me see. Mystics are 1-8 on the road. Straight up. The game's 2, 1.5, depending on where you shop right now. Overnights, a couple of places I just looked now, had Mystics favored. So this might be one of those sides that you take the dog. That's the book side.
Oh, I like that.
I don't know. I don't really have a strong opinion about this one. The game of the night, obviously, in the W, is the Indiana
the Dub
in Las Vegas.
I love it.
The Dub. Yeah.
Did you bet Pittsburgh tonight? I'm curious. Your Pirates are in trouble here at
under
home against the
under
Cardinals.
Yeah. Not good. Keller getting hit around pretty good. Not good.
So bases juiced, nobody out. What good. Is with Keller? Big like it was bad early. Then he had a stretch where it was really, he looked like he finally figured it out, and now he gives up a grand slam, and now it's 6-0 Cardinals. That is
not a
great situation.
No good. They're supposed to win this game. And then probably lose tomorrow. This is one of those stretches where, I don't know, they just came off the Braves series. They salvaged the series, getting swept Sunday. They win.
Yep.
And then they come home, get an off day. And I thought Keller would pitch well today. I really did. I thought the game under was probably the better, choice. Not so good. Not right now. This is not the way it's supposed to start when giving up a grand slam.
Nope.
2 runs in a first, was a grand slam in the fourth. No good. No good.
No, not good here. The Mets are on are losing 1-0 here early in this one here. Dave, no score. Yankees and Reds. The total at 8.5 was intriguing, and it all depend on whether you think, Luis Gil is he going to go back to what we saw in the beginning of the year? He's had a couple of rough outings. Were we going to get enough hits to get this thing over 8.5? What did you think of the Yankees and the Reds here tonight?
Reds sidewise plus 1.5 under the total. Only because, you expect Hill to come back. Ashcroft kept him in games, been okay. So another one where I looked at the board a lot today and went, wow, under. That's probably an under. Maybe that side. There was a lot of unders on the totals today. This was one of them. Nothing strong. Don't feel, crazy excited about it. But a lot of times with the interleague, I prefer to play the total rather than the side. So,
yes,
under. That's it. Sound like a broken record.
We have a pretty good opportunity to do exactly what we did last night on In Game Live, primetime, you and I, with a game coming up in Colorado. And we'll share that strategy once again with folks who might be just joining us, because it was...
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
All right, who's ready for another cocktail?
Yes, please. Whatever that last one was, it was incredible.
That was a Bartesian margarita. Bright, smooth, perfectly balanced. You'd swear it came from a bar.
That came from the Bartesian cocktail maker?
Yep, pop in a capsule, press a button, and boom. Bar quality cocktails at home. My friend swore by it, so I finally got one.
I tried the old-fashioned earlier. Honestly, it's the best I've had outside an actual bar.
Right? Over 60 craft cocktail options, ready in under 30 seconds.
And Bartesian's running their biggest holiday deal, up to $150 off cocktail makers right now.
Wait, up to $150? That's huge.
Exactly. Holiday hosting just got way easier.
Make your holiday gatherings unforgettable with Bartesian, the cocktail maker that crafts smooth, bar-quality drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. The biggest savings of the year end December 2nd. Don't miss out. Order now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Spot on the money last night with the Brewers and the Colorado Rockies. And there's a lot to dissect there with how Dallas Keuchel is collecting a check in Major League Baseball. But that is a whole different conversation there.
He's favored.
And I see your outfit. I see your outfit. And I want to know what you think about that game coming up here, Dave, because I think it's intriguing to say the least. We'll have more when Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Coming up top of the hour, in-game live. They will be prime time. Scotty Wetzel and Dave Sherpin hanging out with you here. And Dave, I got to ask you first and foremost before we dive into the strategy tonight for Colorado and Milwaukee again. It was profitable last night. I think it'll be profitable again tonight. But you're wearing the Twins gear here, and that's the one of the games that flipped from the open where Detroit and Scoble were a favorite, and now the Twins are the slight favorite. So are you in agreement with the market here that the wrong team opened up as the favorite?
Well, we told the people that last night, along with telling them to play that game over, Milwaukee, Colorado, of the three games. And we said, Who made Detroit favorite on the road? Scoogle's been good, all that other stuff, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Twins are going to be favored. Twins should be favored. Twins are favored. Now they got a little bit of big steam behind them. That one, I was busy running around. I checked the steam before we started today, and I'm like, hello? This is a bit much. So I think a lot of people were on it. We got a couple guys, right here in our ear, saying some crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. Not AJ. AJ's doing the right thing.
Right.
He just boosted the Twins. But right before we start, segments and stuff, people asking me if Skeens is getting traded. I mean, that's not even right. You can't ask me that question.
No.
And then me and you try to talk about the games. I mean, you talk about getting a curveball, trying to throw me off right before I'm in the batter's box. I'm like this.
Mm-hmm.
Just called time. Skeens is not getting traded. Calm down. Keller's getting crushed. That's okay. Buxton just made a great catch in Minnesota. We're going to be fine with the Twins today. I went old school,
I think so.
Joe. Twins, old school uniform, this hat. Who do you think?
I love it.
Who's your twin from back in the day? Kirby Puckett, Gary Gaetti, Roy Smalley. Who is it? Who's your twin?
God, they're all terrible. Robin Yount and Paul Molitor. Who else? No, those are the Brewers. I'm kidding. Paul Molitor played with like nine guys, though. I was more of a Jack Morris fan, to be honest with you, because I thought when he pitched that, he had some solid years with Detroit too as well, but I mean, that Minnesota team with him, that guy was all guts, man. If I was building a team today, He would be a guy, an all-timer, that would have to be in the rotation for me. I think he was one of the all-time greats. Total nails. And both those teams, a lot of those teams back in that day were, couldn't beat the Yankees over the last couple of decades, but they were pretty good back there with good old Kirby Puckett and company.
It's not even fair that you mentioned the Yankees when we're talking about the Twins in their glory years. That because
I'm just
beat
it
back then,
it,
you know, the Yankees stunk. You know, that was in the 90s.
Right. I had to.
In the early 90s. They haven't beaten them in 20 years. I mean, it feels like it's been 20 years since the Twins have actually beaten the Yankees. But, yeah, we got through the first, top of the first, no score. Scooble's coming out to pitch. I'm watching that game. I'm watching, listen, San Diego, Texas, that one's coming up here shortly, too. Did you have an opinion about that game? There's no hotter team in baseball right now than San Diego. You got Cease on the mound, pick'em game, and Eovaldi pitching for the Texas Rangers, who you should back most times, but do you get in front of the San Diego locomotion?
Well, I mean, the Rangers had a pretty good Sunday night game, right? Finally against Baltimore before they had the night off. I mean, it looked like, I mean, the first cycle in Sunday night history, I thought that was pretty crazy, too, with the rookie there from the Rangers here. If those bats show up, I don't see how this game stays under. I really don't. I mean, and that's what I'm looking at. Both guys have shown that they are certainly hittable. And if that lineup, they swing the bat the way they did against Baltimore on Sunday night, Dave, this thing is getting over seven and a half. I don't think we're going to get Cy Young performances from either of these guys in July, where they've already, you know, shown the signs of maybe a little bit of regression starting to come in for both guys here.
Yeah.
I mean, seven and a half in a hitter's ballpark. In a hitter's ballpark.
I don't know. We'll take it. We'll watch that one in game. We'll watch that one in game. I don't want to get crazy with that, but I like the thought process. I mean, it's got to be San Diego sidewise over. Got to be the total. What about late night?
Is everybody betting
Seattle?
Yeah. To me, it's Seattle. I took them first five, though. I took them early because I like their ability. Kirby has been pretty good at home. Both of these guys have great home records, these two pitchers, but they're terrible on the road. Kirby's no good on the road, but he's great at home. And Grayson Rodriguez, crazy enough, is much better at home, and that's Camden, where it's a hitter's ballpark, and yet his numbers are great at home, not so great on the road. This is not a great hitter's ballpark by any stretch. So I get why Kirby's been really good at home. This is not if the score is, and 6.5 is kind of nauseating here, Dave, a little bit, isn't it? This number is kind of
solid sevens, but sevens unders minus 15s in places here in Vegas. But surprising to see a 6.5 this early. Usually that's
right
for later.
With these two pitchers.
Ones, doesn't make sense. So surprised to see a 6.5.
No.
I don't know, Joe. This is a weird day. There's a lot of games that I feel like either the line's really off or they kind of just didn't take into consideration the teams. They just looked at the pitchers. The one that has me head scratching is the Cubs. See the Cubs line? Cubs are playing the football.
What a trap. It's a trap line.
Is that
trap? Total trap. Total trap. I mean, look at that. At that total. 9.5. It hasn't moved all day. Oh. And double-digit winds blowing out at Wrigley.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Right. Who's ready for another cocktail?
Yes, please. Whatever that last one was, it was incredible.
That was a Bartesian margarita. Bright, smooth, perfectly balanced. You'd swear it came from a bar.
That came from the Bartesian cocktail maker?
Yep. Pop in a capsule, press a button, and boom. Bar quality cocktails at home. My friend swore by it, so I finally got one.
I tried the old-fashioned earlier. Honestly, it's the best I've had outside an actual bar.
Right? Over 60 craft cocktail options, ready in under 30 seconds.
And Bartesian's running their biggest holiday deal, up to $150 off cocktail makers right now.
Wait, up to $150? That's huge.
Exactly. Holiday hosting just got way easier.
Make your holiday gatherings unforgettable with Bartesian, the cocktail maker that crafts smooth, bar-quality drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. The biggest savings of the year end December 2nd. Don't miss out. Order now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
And that thing hasn't hit 10 yet here, Dave. With a couple of gas cans on the mound.
Right?
Oh, boy.
What are you doing?
I don't know. We'll have to break it down. Game time decisions. We'll return after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Appreciate you hanging out with us here on this Tuesday as we're getting ready. Just a couple minutes away, top of the hour, we will have in-game live prime time with Scotty Wetzel and Dave Sharapan. They will have you covered the rest of the way through. And Dave, before we get you out of here, my man, any chance your Pirates are coming back in this one? Or should we just keep looking for an over here tonight with a 6-run lead here for the Cardinals? Kind of depressing.
10.5 is a total. I think I'd go under that total.
I know.
I was under the original
total. Are you like under? You don't think they're going to, they're not going to get their pound of flesh, you don't think?
I don't think so.
Really?
No. I'd lean under. No, but I'm riveted by the White Sox tying it just now, 3-3.
Yes.
That's the one. Oh, home runs under review. Oh, my goodness. Incredible.
Yeah, no, they okayed it. Yeah, they okayed it.
Yeah. So do we have to dodge like we did last night? Do we have to get a scoreless first inning with Milwaukee and Colorado? I don't know if
That's
I want to gamble
doing,
for that.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. And listen, if it happens and it gets to 9.5, I'm good betting it. If it doesn't, I'm good passing it. But I don't see how Dallas Keuchel and Feltner are going to keep either of these lineups in check here tonight.
Yeah, I don't
Maybe
know
a first
if
five
go
over
11.5 like last night. Like we said, all right, we'll wait. And it went over 11.5 anyway. But
right.
I don't know if I want to dodge the no run in the first inning bullet. Like I don't know.
No, don't want that.
That's a tough one. I think nope. maybe better off playing over 11.5.
Nope.
Maybe wait till 10.5. Nope. You get the 11 working for you. I don't know.
Yep.
But that'll be fun. We'll keep an eye on that. We're going to talk Wimbledon, apparently. I'm not really a tennis guy, but apparently
nobody better than Scotty Wetzel in handicapping tennis. The man he's got all sorts of systems for tennis that, Dave, you are not going to sleep tonight when he starts laying those out for you. So, listen, enjoy it tonight here, man. As always, we appreciate it. I'll see you again on Thursday for another edition of In Game Live Prime Time. But in the meantime, go stretch it out. It's going to be a long couple hours with his opposite picks and those tennis picks of his. You're in for a long night here, my friend, as always. We appreciate it. Dave Sharapan getting ready here, guys, in just a few minutes with Scotty Wetzel there for In Game Live Prime Time here tonight. And in that prime time, plenty of Major League Baseball games. A quick update. I just saw the Blue Jays rattled off 5 quick runs. They are on top 5-0 right now here against the Astros. So maybe Berrios is exactly what they needed. But can they keep the Astros batters in check? That remains to be seen. The Reds have finally gotten on the board here. They're up 1-0 now over the Yankees. And the Braves at home, shocker, with Ronaldo Lopez has a 2-0 lead right now over the Giants. Keep an eye on this guy flying under the radar for this Braves team. They tend not to lose when he pitches, and they tend to win by more than one run. And they're on their way to doing that right now in a 2-0 game. All kidding aside, though, there is one game we did not talk about here tonight, which, in fact, is going to be my best bet of the night. And it's going to be, and don't laugh, it's going to be the LA Angels with Jose Soriano on the mound tonight going up against the Oakland Athletics. And don't look now, but this Angels team has all of a sudden won 6 of their last 7 games. Miguel Sano is back now. Defensively, they're better. They've been pitching better. The bats have been fantastic. Not all season, but they have been phenomenal since the month of June. So they head into July in a roll. Mitch Spence is not going to limit this lineup here of the Angels. They're not going to win a World Series. But at this price, they are certainly capable of beating the Oakland Athletics, especially with Soriano on the mound. He has been great this year. Keeps the ball down. It's a low-scoring environment. I like the Angels to get it done here tonight at a pretty decent price. So there you go. We've got much more still coming your way. Big WNBA games coming up right now with the LA Las Vegas Aces and the Indiana Fever. We'll be back again tomorrow for another edition of Game Time Decisions. Until then, enjoy your night.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the #1 science museum in the country?
Ranked #7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
It never happens at a good time. The pipe bursts at midnight. The heater quits on the coldest night. Suddenly, you're overwhelmed. That's when Home Serve is here. For $4.99 a month, you're never alone. Just call their 24/7 hotline and a local pro is on the way. Trusted by millions, Home Serve delivers peace of mind when you need it most. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to homeserve.com. That's homeserve.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.